Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Thank you again for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. We are continuing a conversation today with a young lady who is passionate and excited about telling children, telling the future generations about the Lord Jesus, and that is Jessica Riley. Jessica, we are so glad that you're with us again today to continue our interview. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
We are so glad that you're here. If you missed the interview last week, we were just sharing how we call her Jessie. Jessie just graduated from CMI, and that's the Children's Ministry Institute, which is at our international headquarters in Warrenton, Missouri, for Child Evangelism Fellowship. And she was one of 76 students that they had, one of the largest classes ever in the history of our CF Children's Ministry Training Schools. And she just graduated in mid-November, and she is still excited and celebrating even now, aren't you?
Yep.
So it was a long 12 weeks, and we missed her, but we're so glad that she is back here in Illinois. And Jessica actually came across our path going all the way back to 2012, because Jessie is actually originally from Wisconsin, and she has been serving with CEF for over the past 5 years, and she was working with CF in Wisconsin. But she found out that we had a missions trip overseas to Trinidad, and we talked about that just a little bit on the program last week. I thought maybe, Jessie, we could go back and go back to that missions trip in Trinidad, because that was exciting, wasn't it?
It really was.
So actually, I think you were one of 14 team members that went to Trinidad and also to Tobago.
Right.
And it was actually interesting to see how God even set all that up even the year before, because we had a couple that was from New Tribes Bible Institute, Derek and Adita Jeterum, and they had served with CF the year before in 2011, even before we met. And so they had kind of planted that seed, like, why don't you come to Trinidad and come over and work with children over there? And so that's how the missions trip got started and launched. And then you were one of those 14 team members that went overseas for, how long was it? Was it a couple weeks that we went over there?
2.5 weeks.
2.5 weeks. And so what did you all do in Trinidad? There was two teams that went. There was a northern Trinidad team and there was a southern Trinidad team. So you actually, when you got to the airport, you split up and you went in two different directions. So, but what was the purpose of that missions trip? Can you share with the audience?
The purpose of the trip was to really just partner with the churches there and help to get the ministry started, because the ministry has been going there for several years, but they just don't really have the staff to keep it going. So we did a lot of open air ministry where we went and just shared the gospel on the streets, and also did family projects and VBSs.
And the Vacation Bible School was really the big one that you also did. I think you did close to 7 Vacation Bible Schools in 2 weeks. That was a lot. And do you remember how many children that we reached? I think it was over 700 children that heard the gospel through that. And I also even heard that there were some adults that also came to know the Lord too. That is amazing. So in just that 2.5 week period of time, you guys were just all over the island of Trinidad and working together with so many churches. But also we had an opportunity to give Bibles to the children in Trinidad. Do you remember that, how we were able to give the Bibles out to them?
I do remember that. The pastor that we gave them to was so excited and was just telling us all about the ways that he could use them to really just help the kids learn God's Word.
And that was just amazing itself. If you can imagine all the logistics of shipping 1,000 Bibles by ship, and they came to the port of Spain there in Trinidad, and then we had to have a contact that would help us to get those 1,000 Bibles unloaded, and we just praise the Lord that we didn't have any custom fees or things like that. And then the northern team of Trinidad took 500 Bibles, and then your team of southern Trinidad took the other 500 Bibles, and none of you came back with Bibles, so that means you must have distributed them all.
We really did.
That's just amazing what the Lord did there. And actually, this summer, we're kind of excited because we're talking right now and we're possibly thinking about forming another team to go to Trinidad. So are you interested in coming if we do that?
Yes, I'm really excited to be able to possibly have that opportunity to go back and really just see how God is using that ministry.
And then also, if we do go back, we're not so much going to be focusing on children ministry, even though we're going to do that too, but it's on training their young people, just like you, Jesse, so that they'll learn to be summer missionaries too, but only over there in Trinidad so they can reach boys and girls for Christ. You know, so it's very obvious to see that you have a huge heart for the Lord, and you just love children, and that's whether it's here in the United States or overseas. And actually, this past spring, you were able to go to the CEF International Conference that they have in Ridgecrest, North Carolina. This is just like a little bit like 40 minutes outside of Asheville, North Carolina. And this past spring, when they had the international conference, it was a special one, wasn't it? Because they had over, 1,500 workers from different, 80-some countries around the world, and you got to be part of that.
Yeah, it's just such a great opportunity to be able to be in a place where you get to hear about all that God is doing around the world and really get to pray over the nations and be able to pray together and fellowship together and worship the Lord.
And they had a special prayer time every morning. Can you tell the listeners what they did every morning of the conference, every single day? What did they do?
Every morning we would gather at 6, sometimes even 5:30 in the morning, and we'd all get together and just pray over the nations. And there was a huge map that they put on the floor, and we'd just walk the map and sing and just really just be able to give God glory for what he's doing.
And you got to meet a lot of people from a lot of different countries. I couldn't even keep track of all the people that you were meeting because you're such a high personality. I mean, and nobody's a stranger to you. But you especially love the Africans. Can you share a little bit about your heart for Africa?
Yeah, the Africans, they're just all such fun-loving people and such excited about what the Lord is doing, because over there, God is what they have, and they just know that, and they focus on really just being able to reach the children and just being able to hear their stories is just so great.
It's my goal for you, Jesse, personally, is to develop you so that wherever God wants you in the future, that you'll be a ready servant of the Lord so that he can use you wherever he wants to place you in his harvest field, whether that's here in Illinois or Wisconsin or Portland, Oregon, or overseas, wherever God wants you. We just want to help you along in that journey. But we're so glad that you're with us, and don't get any ideas, because we want you here as long as possible. And we're excited about what God's doing in your life. You know, it's so obvious you're passionate about reaching children. Could you share with us how, maybe some reasons why you're excited about reaching and telling children about Jesus, and even how that ties into your testimony, how you came to know the Lord?
Yeah, it's all about giving the children hope. I came from a family where there was lots of challenges, including my mom passing away when I was 14 from cancer, and just being able to kind of not really seeing the hope in all of it, and just being able to give that back to the children and share with them about a God who is willingly giving them hope and love, and just that they would just be able to get the foundation that they need to truly succeed in life.
You know, you've had an opportunity to reach so many children already, you know, and you're young. I mean, the Lord has used you. Can you share maybe one testimony, how you've seen some lives that have been changed through the teaching of God's word and the power of the gospel?
Yes, there was a little boy a couple of summers ago. I went and I shared the gospel with him, and I felt like I was messing it all up, and I wasn't. Situations like that where you kind of wonder how God is going to use it, but he really does, because this little boy not only accepted Christ, but when he got done, he was just praising and thanking the Lord for what he had done and for saving him. But then he also prayed the sweetest prayer that people who don't know him as their Savior yet, that they would come to know the Lord.
And I also remember you sharing this past summer when you gave a Bible, I think you told me, to a child, that she just clutched that Bible and she just hugged that Bible, and she was so thankful that you gave her a Bible. So as God's word says, God's word will not return void. You know, I was able to go to your graduation ceremony for Children's Ministry Institute just a few weeks ago, and I was really moved because they also shared a poem that was called The Calling. And I know that you printed a copy of that. Could you share that with the listeners? And that just it seemed like it was a very meaningful to your whole class about, this is why we were at CMI, and this is why this training is important to us, because it's all about what the Lord is calling us to do, the calling.
I am a minister. I minister to the largest mission field in the world. I minister to children. My calling is sure. My challenge is big. My vision is clear. My desire is strong. My influence is eternal. My impact is critical. My values are solid. My faith is tough. My mission is urgent. My purpose is unmistakable. My direction is forward. My heart is genuine. My strength is supernatural. My reward is promised, and my God is real. In a world of cynicism, I offer hope. In a world of confusion, I offer truth. In a world of immorality, I offer values. In a world of neglect, I offer attention. In a world of abuse, I offer safety. In a world of ridicule, I offer affirmation. In a world of division, I offer reconciliation. In a world of bitterness, I offer forgiveness. In a world of sin, I offer salvation. In a world of hate, I offer God's love. I refuse to be dismayed, disengaged, disgruntled, discouraged, or distracted. Neither will I look back, stand back, fall back, go back, or sit back. I do not need applause, flattery, adulation, prestige, stature, or veneration. I do not have time for business as usual, mediocre standards, small thinking, outdated methods, normal expectations, average results, ordinary ideas, petty disputes, or low vision. I will not give up, give in, bail out, lie down, turn over, quit, or surrender. I will pray when things look bad. I will pray when things look good. I will move forward when others stand still. I will trust God when obstacles arise. I will work when the task is overwhelming. I will get up when I fall down. My calling is to reach boys and girls for God. It is too serious to be taken lightly, too urgent to be postponed, too vital to be ignored, too relevant to be overlooked, too significant to be trivialized, too eternal to be fleeting, and too passionate to be quenched. I know my mission. I know my challenge. I also know my limitations, my weaknesses, my fears, and my problems. And I know my God. Let the others get the praise. Let the church get the blessing. Let God get the glory. I am a minister. I minister to children. This is who I am, and this is what I do.
Wow. That says it all. It's all about the calling. You know, you shared with me that you have a theme verse, and it's so appropriate. And you said that at CMI for that 12-week training school, they talked about Psalm 78 many times. And really, that's the theme verse of this program. In closing, would you just read Psalm 78, verse 4, because it's all about telling future generations.
It says, "We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he hath done."
Telling future generations.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.
Can children learn biblical truth in America's elementary schools?
We learn Bible stories and about Christians all over the world.
Right now, Child Evangelism Fellowship is taking Good News Clubs to our nation's elementary schools immediately after school.
It helped me, through things that I had never learned before.
Children learn the good news of Jesus Christ.
That's when I really start reading the Bible, and then I knew he was real and I wanted to obey his word.
Make this your ministry or even that of your church.
It's really fun.
CEF has the training, tools, and staff dedicated to helping you reach children for Christ.
I believe in God and I know that he's with me all the time.
Go to cefonline.com. That's cefonline.com.
To learn how you can be involved in an after-school Good News Club, call CEF of Illinois, 309-688-9699.